Emily was in the height of her career, and 3 months before her child was born, her health began to fail. How did she deal with it? How did she raise her son, William, and survive? Well, let's meet her and find out. Emily Graves is my guest, and she is the author of the book, How to Be a Good Mommy When You're Sick, A Guide to Motherhood with Chronic Illness. Emily, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Emily, tell us a little bit about you and your story.
Well, I was always a go-getter, and when I was 23, I was diagnosed with RA, and I felt like if I was going to go to graduate school and do some certain things that I wanted to in my career, I needed to handle them. I don't know if that was God telling me what to do or not, but I did kind of push my way through school, and when I was 26, I finished with my PhD and got it. And at that point, I was on Humira, so I wasn't, I guess, like a normal healthy, but I was doing fine. And then I wound up getting married, and when I was 29, I had one planned pregnancy, and I was approved by the doctors. I checked with every specialist, and I thought I was doing all the right things. And at 20 weeks, I got really swollen and went to the emergency room, and they told me, they basically laughed at me and said I was being ridiculous, and I was probably just sunburnt. And then at 27 and a half weeks, I was hospitalized, and at 28 weeks, 2 days, Will was born on an emergency C-section at 1 pound, 15 ounces. So I was actually sick at 20 weeks. It's just the doctors chose to think I was just a large person or something, when in reality I had gained like 80 pounds in water weight. But after that, I was frantic because I am a professor, and reading is my specialty. So I looked and searched for anything that could help me just function within the NICU with Will. He was there for 60 days and also try to get better and navigate our
medical system. And you weren't able to hold
system.
Him for a long time, and were you?
It was. That was a long time. And I just couldn't find anything. And so I just making notes. And then one night I was frustrated because I was too sick to be able to work. Like I was the chair of a Department of Education, so I clearly could not work in that capacity at the time. And so I turned all of my notes and things into a book.
Wow. And that was How to Be a Good Mommy When You're Sick?
Yes,
a Guide to Motherhood with Chronic Illness?
Where I was just really struggling with, how am I supposed to do this? Because all of the all the preemie books are very scary. I just quit reading them because they're always worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. And just I wanted something practical that I could actually use.
And Emily's
theoretical
book is,
and written by a doctor.
And Emily's book is very practical. In fact, each section talks about a different thing that you might do. Like, I love the section on cooking and the section on cleaning, and you take those just giving tips, and also you base them on 5 foundational things that you have learned, and you bring up these 5 foundational things in each one of the sections you're talking about. Can you talk about those 5 foundations?
Sure. A lot has changed. Will's in kindergarten now, so Some of my routines and thing, and also I can't have gluten now, so some of those everyday basics that you mentioned I have had to modify. But the 5 foundational pieces are something that I continually have to remind myself of, and sometimes some of them, one of them in particular I'll mention in a minute, is still a struggle for me. But initially I would go around apologizing to everyone. I felt like for you know, I'm sorry for being sick. I'm sorry for having to get a ride to the doctor, or, you know, I'm sorry for having to have a nanny at the house because Will was way too small for daycare or anything like that. Mm-hmm. When I'm at home, I just felt like I was apologizing all over the place. And so I think not apologizing and accepting your situation and thanking people for help is important with your own mentality. And I think I became more positive when I quit kind of being a Debbie Downer all the time on myself. And then the second one is do what you can to be happy with it. And I am an overachiever. So
you are an overachiever. I can tell. It spells it in every page of her book that she's an overachiever. But yeah, be happy with what you have. And that is so important, I bet. Yeah, I know in my life that's so important.
Yeah, I think it is. I might not be able to run a marathon or do a triathlon, but I've been able to raise my son, and I'm actually working again as a full-time professor, and so those are things that I just really appreciate what you are able to do, and I think focus on the positive.
And Emily has rheumatoid arthritis, as she shared at the beginning, and she also has her kidneys are only working 27%, correct?
Correct, and actually since this came out, I was diagnosed with lupus also. I say also because they said lupus, and I thought, okay, so I don't have RA. And they said, no.
Oh, wow. So lupus, RA, and 27% of her kidneys are working. So we talked about two things. Don't apologize for your illness, and be happy with what you have. How about the third one, Emily?
It's make good time. And really what I mean by that is to take advantage of the good days, but don't run yourself into the ground. And I just learned this the hard way, because I'd have days when I would feel what I felt like was somewhat normal. And I would do, like, run all of my errands and try to do groceries and things like that. But then I would collapse and be sick for 4 days afterwards.
Wow.
So it's like, I had to train myself to do, you know, if I felt really good, then maybe I would just buy groceries and then do laundry the next day or something. Mm. But I could ultimately get more accomplished if I paced myself and didn't, you know, try to run do a sprint in one day or something. So I think really trying to pace yourself, and it's easy to get excited when you are having a good day, and especially if you're struggling with chronic fatigue and things of that nature. It's like when you can do stuff, you want to cram it all in. But then that can also be detrimental.
Wow. We're talking with Emily Graves, and she is a professor, but she has rheumatoid arthritis, and she also was just recently diagnosed with lupus, and she also has only 27% of her kidney, and she wrote a great book about being a chronically ill mom. So maybe you are chronically ill and you're thinking, I really can't do anything, and why did God make me sick, and all this kind of stuff. But Emily has some great tips in her book on how to be a good mommy. We've just been talking about three of the foundations. What about the fourth one, Emily?
The fourth one is, to be honest, I spent a lot of time, actually the people that I worked with at the university I worked at the time, no one knew that I was sick. They just thought I got pregnant and got swollen, and that was that, until I got so sick I literally couldn't function. And it's just because I didn't want being sick to be the only thing people saw and what my identity was, and I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. So I think just being honest with people and saying, look, here's the deal, because then they don't get mad at you because you had to miss a late-night dinner. Or, for example, I'm part of a women's organization, but they meet at 7 o'clock at night, and that's usually my bedtime, to be honest, because I get Will put in bed, and then I'm just ready to collapse. And that's just my normal. Mm-hmm. And so I think being honest with people and saying, here's my situation, I want to be involved, I'm not I'm not saying I will do something and then constantly backing out. It just helps people to understand a little more how to, I guess, just understand your situation.
Understand who you are and your identity in Christ. So don't apologize. Be happy with what you have. Be honest with people. And, of course, the one, don't overdo when you're having a good day. And, Emily, what's the fifth foundation that you write about?
The last one is accept support and reject pity. And I think part of that is, and it stems from the being honest, because at first I was just embarrassed about being so sick because I had always taken care of other people. But then I think it really helped when I was honest. For example, the church I was raised in has a really strong prayer group, and I know that that made a big difference. And we had, and just having that love and support in the prayers, I think makes a huge difference. But then I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. you can accept support when you need it, and don't apologize when you need a ride to the store or assistance. But at the same time, accept the help that you need, because God gives people all different gifts. One thing about...
Hey, Emily, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and talk to you about how to be a good mommy, even though you might have a chronic illness. That's her book. And Emily, we'll be right back. So
okay.
Stay tuned.